This is Vectis Radio.
For the people, by the people.
The Visit Isle of Wight Show with James and Judith. Thinking of a trip to the island? Check out visitisleofwight.co.uk today.
Time again for the Visit Isle of Wight show. And here are some of the lovely sounds that you'll be hearing if you come to the Isle of Wight, and particularly if you come to the wonderful Literary Festival that we've got on in the middle of October. We're very lucky to have in the studio with us Anthea Parker, who is the Programme Director of the Isle of Wight Literary Festival. Welcome.
Thank you.
And you've got an amazing programme, I think, lined up for this year for the Literary Festival. It's your fifth year, is that right?
Yeah, well, the Literary Festival began in 2012.
Right.
So this is the fifth year.
Yeah. Well, how do you get these wonderful people? Because you must be the person in charge of finding them. I mean, where do they come from?
Well, one of the tools that we use is the publishing calendar, because of course a lot of these authors are coming to publicise their books.
Yeah.
And so if you see that they have books coming out around the time of the festival, you would target them. Or if they have their hardbacks coming out as paperbacks at the time of the festival, you target them. And of course you try to get a good spread of topics so that you have a bit of something for everyone, hopefully.
Well, you've got some, you know, real big names this year. I mean, you've always had big names, but this year you've got people like A.N. Wilson and Tom Bauer.
Yes, that's right. Yes, I'm very pleased about that. Well, A.N. Wilson is particularly apt at the moment because he was the consultant to the series on TV at the moment about Queen Victoria.
Exactly.
Mm. So he's attracting a lot of interest.
And everyone on the Isle of Wight, of course, is frantically excited about Queen Victoria at the moment, because they're filming Victoria and Abdul.
Yes, that's right.
At the moment, at Osborne House.
That's
We wondered if next year you were going to have the authoress of that book come to the Literary Festival. That might be a good one, because the film's launched, I think, in November 2017.
Yes. Well, yeah, that's a possibility.
So what got you interested in literary festivals in the first place? Were you sort of hanging out in Hay on Wye a lot?
No, not so much. I mean, I've always liked reading.
Yes.
And when the literary festival started here in 2012, I was obviously very interested, but I wasn't involved in the organisation that year, but I volunteered.
Right.
And a friend of mine, Serena Courage, was doing the programme, and the following year she asked me to help her with it.
Yeah.
Sadly, she died in the course of that year.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I took over.
Yeah.
Baptism of fire.
Yes, I can imagine. Yeah, I mean, you've got a huge range. I mean, as you've said, there really is something for everybody. I mean, one thing I'm really looking forward to is on the Sunday, which is the 16th of October, and it's the talk about the remarkable resilience of Jane Eyre and why that book still resonates so much with us all.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, really, she's quite relevant to the present day in her independence and attitudes, and I think it's for that reason that people still find it a very interesting book.
Yes.
Yeah. So she was a working woman, wasn't she?
She was a working woman.
Trying to make her own way in the world.
I mean, I guess we better, you know, just for the sake of people at home, explain how, you know, what the format is.
Yeah.
Because basically it's a lot of authors either talking about their own books.
Yes.
Or people talking about, you know, great literary figures. Or,
yes, yeah.
Or in the case of you know, the chap who's coming from the BBC talking about an issue in current affairs like Brexit.
Yes.
How do you choose the detail around those people who are coming who are not launching books? So, for example, with Jane Eyre, that's not connected to a specific book, is it?
Well, only Jane Eyre.
Yeah,
but that's because it's the 200th anniversary of Charlotte Bronte's birth. So we're doing a couple of Bronte events to celebrate that. So on the Saturday evening, we've got Juliet Barker, who wrote a fantastic biography of the Brontes. So she's coming to speak on the Saturday evening.
Gotcha. And obviously, it's Shakespeare 400 this year as well. Isn't
yes,
it?
So well, we're delighted to have a fantastic double bill on Saturday night. The School of Night, who are an improv group, who were started up actually by Ken Campbell, and have carried on, and they go to Edinburgh and theatres in London, and they're incredibly successful and very amusing.
Yeah.
And then we've got Michael Pennington, who's a very renowned Shakespearean actor who's been in acting Shakespeare for about nearly 50 years now, I think.
Fantastic. Mm. Next year, of course, it's Jane Austen, 200 years since she died.
Yes, well, that's so always a favourite.
So I expect you'll have something up your sleeve for Jane Austen fans.
Well, because, of course, Chawton isn't that far away. And when I did it before, we had a couple of Jane Austen events, and they're always hugely popular.
Yeah, no, I know. It's a wonderful thing. Let's listen to your first track. it's Eartha Kitt.
Yes.
Now, Brian Daniels, who's been on this show, used to be Eartha Kitt's manager, so it's a brilliant track. It's an old favourite, just an old-fashioned girl.
Yes, that's right, yes.
What makes you like it so much?
I think it's just because she's got such a wonderful voice,
yeah.
And I love the way she sings it, and I just love the lyrics.
Yeah, the lyrics are fantastic. Very tongue-in-cheek, aren't they? Okay, we'll be back just after this. The incomparable Eartha Kitt and Just an Old-Fashioned Girl. We've got with us in the studio Anthea Parker, who's the programme director of the Isle of Wight Literary Festival. And I should say the exact dates of it. It's going to be 13th of October to the 16th of October. That's a Thursday through to a Sunday. So it's a brilliant time to make a long weekend here on the Isle of Wight. And I have got the list of people coming in front of me. It's an absolutely enormous list. Just to pick out some people there. I think there's Alan Titchmarsh, General the Lord Dannett, and of course we have just received some very exciting news. Perhaps you'd like to share that with us, Anthea, about a royal visit.
Yes, that's right. Prince Edward is coming to visit the island on the Friday.
Yeah.
And so he is going to officially open the festival on Friday at Northwood House.
Yes.
Unfortunately, it's not a public event for security reasons.
Sure.
But we're very delighted that he's coming to the festival.
That's fantastic. But somebody else is going to be there who can be seen by the public.
Yes, that's right. We've recently heard that Simon Callow will be coming, and he's going to be joining the David Gascoigne centenary celebration on Thursday at 6:45, because he was, in fact, a friend of David Gascoigne.
Right. Oh,
and
fantastic.
So he's become a friend of the family and always been very supportive, so he's coming to that event.
Lovely.
Oh, that's fantastic. He's such a popular character, isn't he?
He is, Simon Callow. Is. Yeah, we once sat next to him and Stephen Fry for supper, didn't we? We didn't share the same table.
In a restaurant, dinner arrived.
We just sat there and listened. It was very entertaining.
It was fantastic.
Well, I hope he's going to be reciting some poetry and doing a bit of performance, so that'll be lovely.
Now, you've got quite a few politicians coming. Alan Johnson's coming.
Yes, he's talking about his memoirs. He's just written the third volume of his memoirs.
That's fantastic. And then on the Sunday, you've got Carmel Ahmed talking about Brexit.
Yes.
From the BBC. That's going to be really interesting.
Well, I think it's been a year of very interesting political intrigue, hasn't it? And what with
absolutely. Well, so, I mean, there is something for everybody. It all sounds very adult, but you've got something for kids as well, haven't you?
Yes, we've got a very vibrant youth programme which will be running at Northwood House over the Saturday and Sunday, and it is actually for children of all ages, mm-hmm. and going up to teenagers.
Yeah.
Lots of different activities.
Yeah, and almost all of this takes place at Northwood House.
Yes.
In Cowes, doesn't it?
Yes.
And that's you know, for the benefit of people coming to the island, especially for all this. This is a rather lovely Georgian house, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, that's right. It's a Grade 2 star listed Georgian house. And our idea is to provide everything anyone would need for the day. So we've got a lovely cafe, and in the evening we've got jazz at Northwood House on all three evenings.
Oh, that'll be nice.
And so it really is somewhere you can go and spend the whole day, and there'll be lots going on all the time.
I've got the web address here for people to sort of find out more.
Yeah.
And it's www.isleofwightliteraryfestival.com.
Yes.
You've got a new website as well, which looks very good. You can actually book tickets, I think.
That's right.
Directly on the website now, and it does work.
Yes, it does. I booked some tickets this morning. I can vouch for that.
Well, Judith, what's great is you've got things on at identical time. So Judith and I are going to be coming along at exactly the same time. We're going to two different things.
Oh, good. Well, that was one of the aims, actually, to provide,
It's perfect, because Judith said, do you want to come along to that Jane Eyre talk? And I thought, oh, no. But I'm really interested in Kamal Ahmed on the Sunday. So thank goodness they clash. It's going to be wonderful. Tickets, I think, is it £8.50 if you just buy one? But there's a discount if you buy three.
That's right. That's the day pass. There's also a festival pass, which is, I think, five over the weekend.
Right.
So they are better value than if you buy them individually.
Yes.
Most of them are £8.50. Yeah. There's a couple that are a bit different, but most of them are £8.50.
And are there any hookups with local hotels or ferry companies, or do people just come on off their own bat?
I think there's a hookup with Red Funnel, and on our website now there is a deal with Red Funnel.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, I mean, hopefully a lot more people will come. I mean, it gets bigger and bigger every year,
well,
doesn't
it? Well, that's it, yes. And we're pleased this year because not everyone wants to buy their tickets online. So the County Press shop is selling tickets, and Northwood House at lunchtimes, and there's a telephone line as well.
Brilliant. Well, Anthea, thanks very much for joining us. We're really looking forward to coming along in just over a week's time. Your final track is Bruce Springsteen, Hungry Heart. Tell us about that one.
Well, I've always loved Bruce Springsteen. I think he's amazing.
Yeah.
And I saw him at the Isle of Wight Festival, was it 3 years ago? I can't remember now.
Yeah.
And he was so good.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Well, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you over at Northwood House very shortly.
Lovely. Well, thank you.
Thanks so much. Kylie Minogue. With Giorgio Moroder. I wonder whether that's because he uses a vocoder. Now, we have got some amazing stuff to tell you about. On the Isle of Wight, as you probably know, every day is a festival. Literally, as mm-hmm. we've just heard with the Literary yeah. Festival. But, you know, there's a festival of light coming to the island.
Right.
And the Visit Isle of Wight people on their website are calling October the Isle of Light.
Uh-huh. Very good.
For a number of reasons. It's because at this time of year you get these wonderful sunsets over the sea here on the island. It's great for photographers. But also, it might be worthwhile heading inland, because Robin Hill, which is the place where Bestival happens every year, is sort of transformed back into a country park. But at night, so from 6 o'clock until 10 o'clock every night between the 1st of October and the 5th of November, there's the Electric Woods Festival of Light. Now, this is really special, and I would really like to go, Judy.
Okay.
So please, 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 can we go?
Okay, let's do it.
What they're doing is they light up the forests and the woods around Robin Hill,
mm-hmm.
But they're doing it to a Diwali theme. So Diwali is the Hindu festival of light,
yes.
of course, and where light triumphs over darkness. And it says here that we can expect the lush colours, flavours and magic of the Asian subcontinent set in Robin Hill's glorious autumn ancient woodland.
Fantastic. And is there going to be food?
There is going to be food. That's the best thing. I hadn't told you about that. But of course, knowing me, knowing you, there is going to be a lot of food there. And the Diwali theme is continued into the food. There's going to be an authentic Indian menu of curries and kebabs. They're going to be Asian sweets and traditional teas. For kids, on certain nights, there's going to be lantern making. But also, this is one for you, Judith, which I think you'll enjoy. There's a Bollywood dance workshop.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. I love Bollywood films.
I know you do. Now, there's a puppet show as well, with these puppets on parade, Prince Rama and Princess Sita. They're on this lantern parade that goes around the Electric Woods. There's a Bollywood DJ. There's a Bollywood dance troupe on stage. And there's some really Interesting things as well. There's a sort of shadow puppet theatre,
right,
in the Woodland Amphitheatre. There's a Wings by Twilight falconry show, and there are special woods which are very, very dark until you actually walk into them. There's this thing called a colour run, where you have a high energy walk, and you have special bursts of holy powder. That's spelled H-O-L-I, which are sort of released at you. I don't know whether you'll sort of come home sort of covered in in pink powder puff, but it all sounds really good. Anyway, that's until the 5th of November. It's from 6 to 10, and you can find out more information at www.electricwoods.co.uk. Sounds fantastic.
Sounds brilliant.
Please, can we go?
We will, for
sure.
All
right. Here's Tom O'Dell. Here I am. Tom O'Dell, here I am. And here's Judy. You've got something wonderful for us, I believe, Judy.
Yep, I've got news of this year's Autumn Walking Weekend, which is taking place between Friday the 21st of October and runs until Monday the 24th of October. And it's a fantastic way to get out in the fresh air, get some exercise, see our beautiful, beautiful scenery in all its autumn glory. Now, the Isle of Wight, James, and I know you know this, is truly a walker's dream.
It certainly is.
We have over 500 miles of well-maintained footpaths and 64 miles of coastal paths adjacent to some of the island's most dramatic coastline and beaches. The walks that we've got in the Autumn Walking Weekend this year, as ever, are for all ages and abilities. Mm-hmm. They're all led by friendly and knowledgeable leaders and ramblers who will take you on a journey of mystery, intrigue and exploration as you traverse through the countryside, woodland, pastures, meadows and footpaths.
You've actually done this before, haven't you?
I haven't done the autumn one. I have done the summer one, the main walking festival, and it's fantastic. You may remember, James, it was when I was...
stranded
here by myself. You were away and I'd got some holiday book from work and I was looking for something to do, so I joined a number of the walks in the walking festival that year, and I was by myself, a little bit apprehensive. Would people talk to me? Would they be friendly? Would I get on all right? And everybody was so welcoming.
Yeah,
I made some great friends actually on that holiday.
It's a
great way to meet people, and you know, you find you chat as you walk along, and you may be on a walk where there's a coffee stop, which gives you more chance for socialising. Mm. Now, over this weekend, just this one weekend, there are more than 50 walks to choose from.
Blimey.
There are walks for children. There are walks with alpacas. I know that's something
you love,
James. There are history walks, nature walks, foodie walks, and there's also Nordic walking. Now, that's something I haven't tried. Now, if you'd like more details, do please check out the website. It's www.isleofwightwalkingfestival.co.uk. And for me, October is a great time to go walking, James, because you get some lovely autumn sunshine, but it's not too hot.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Well, if walking sounds a little bit too energetic for you, I've got a little tip on how to get around the island for a special weekend after the adverts.
The Visit Isle of Wight Show with James and Judith. Thinking of a trip to the island? Check out visitisleofwight.co.uk today.
Hey, that was the wonderful Rigsop, and that track was called So Easy. You don't need frequencies, you just need to come to www.vectisradio.com to find everything you need about the Isle of Wight. Now, that track was called So Easy, and we make things so easy for you when you get here to the Isle of Wight, because you don't even need to go on that walking tour or on the walking festival if you want to get around, because there's a wonderful way of getting around on the weekend of the 15th to the 16th of October, particularly if you like real ale. It sounds like a bit of a busman's holiday, but that's exactly what it is. It's a beer and buses weekend. I know it sounds crazy, but just go to the website www.iwbeerandbuses.co.uk and you're in for a treat. As you probably know, we have a museum for everything on the Isle of Wight, and we do have a bus museum, and a lot of the buses that are in the bus museum are going to be on tour around the island for that weekend. And what's even better is you'll be able to hop on and off them for absolutely nothing at all and visit some of the Isle of Wight's most spectacular pubs on the way. There's a special pub route, so, I mean, it's got everything, hasn't it? Free bus, free travel, lots of lovely pubs, and all they're asking is actually that you do support the programme by buying a programme, and they're only £6 each. There's more details on the website, so that's www.iwbeerandbuses.co.uk. And if you are interested in buses, all you need to do is go to www.iwbusmuseum.org.uk to find out more about them. I've had a look on the website, and you know, there are going to be the most wonderful vintage buses. They always say that coming to the Isle of Wight is like stepping back 60 years in time, and that's certainly the case if you get on one of these vintage buses. Don't forget, if you do come to the Isle of Wight and you come by train, as soon as you hop off a ride and get onto our train, you'll be stepping back in time as well, because our trains are actually refurbished 1930s tube trains here. I'm going to leave you with the wonderful sounds of Rachel Adedeji, Every Time I Hear Your Name. And Judith and I would just like to wish you a very happy October, and we'll be back with you very shortly with some details of what's going on the island over Halloween. Cheerio.
The Visit Isle of Wight Show with James and Judith. Thinking of a trip to the island? Check out visitisleofwight.co.uk today.
www.vectisradio.com